equivalent to the 8 May 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from the Papacha original was Ramadukulu University Zara continues from the 59th ayah of Surah Azam. We start Abdul Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukana will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا أيها النبي كل أزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن بالجلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن ولا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله تبارك وتعالى He has told us yesterday when we were reading it إن الذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah was telling us that there are those people that they cause problem or they injure believing faithful servants of Allah, men and believing faithful servants of Allah, women, without any of their fault, which means here at all the time the faithful servant of Allah, mu'min, the faithful servant of Allah, that is mu'minat, male and female, they should try to avoid doing something that will attract injury or attract problem from other people. So that's why one of the things that women should do, not to attract injury from their fellow men or from people that have no character, is what is Allah is telling us now. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is calling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dignity, ya ayuhan nabiyu, oh you this great prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kulli azwajika, tell your wives, wabanatika, and tell your daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minina, and tell the women that are faithful servants of Allah, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, that they should lower this jalbab, this covering, this cloth that they used to cover their body, they should lower it over their face. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنِي أَنْ يُرَفْنَ, that is closer for them to be known that they are not ordinary people. وَلَا يُوزَيْنَ, then they will not be harmed or injured by anybody. وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is always that he is most forgiving, most merciful. Here Allah is talking, telling us now about the fact that women are supposed not only to cover their body, not only to cover their head, to also cover part of their face. Yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. And Allah said, Zalika adna an yurafna. That they do that is easier for them to be known. Remember that in Surah An-Nur, Allah has also told the women, the Mu'minat, that the Prophet should tell them, all of them, وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَقْنُنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي أَخَوَاتِهِنَّ أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. There Allah تبارك وتعالى asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to tell the mu'minin and mu'minat, the women, that they should, whenever they are going outside, they should not walk like every other women are walking. They should not put up their face looking at everything. They should lower their gaze. And they should not kullil mu'minati yadduna min absarihinna wa yafazna furujahunna, and that they should try to be as chaste as possible, so in such a way that they protect their virginity, they protect their chastity. Wala yabnina zinatahunna illa ma zahara minha, and that they should not allow their ornaments and adornments except what must necessarily be outside. Not that purposely they are bringing their ornaments for everybody to see. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ. And if they have ornaments, then they should not show it to anybody except to their husband, أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ, or to their fathers, أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ, or to their children, أَوْ أَبْنَائِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ, or to the children of their husband, أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ, or to their brothers, أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنَّ, or to the children of their brothers, أَوْ بَنِي أَخْوَاتِهِنَّ, or to the children of their sisters, أَوْ نِسَائِهِنَّ, or to their women that are working with them in the house, or to all those slaves that are with them. And when they are walking, they should not hit their leg on the ground for people to know that they have jewelry inside them. All this Allah has already told us, which means that when Allah is telling us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا. بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا, which means some people are the ones that attract injury to themselves by their own behavior, by their own dresses, by their own mode of talking, by their own way of looking at things. Because a woman that is coming is half naked. Her face is all out. Her body is all out. The jewelry are out. If a man now approaches her and now says, oh, young girl, how are you? Let me talk to you. And you say she's abusing you. Who attracted it? You. This is what Allah is saying here. Zalika adna an yurafna. The way a woman is dressed, we relate to other people that this lady coming is a responsible woman. It's not somebody that you should come near and talk to. If a lady dresses properly, the jewelry in her body are not shown, are not displayed, and she covers her body, covers her head, covers her face. According to Sayyidina Ali, a woman should cover her face that only one of the eyes is open. Only one eye can be seen. Some ulama say, no, two eyes, if they are open, that is enough. She can cover her face. But because of the culture we have met here, a lot of women here open their faces. But if not, what is desired of a woman is that they should cover, and only the two eyes should be open. According to Sayyidina Ali, only one eye should be seen. But since they are going out day and doing a lot of work, it is not as convenient for them. But we can see the corona that just came now. Corona made everybody to cover their face except two eyes. which means it's something that is possible. But it's just that we are not used to it. We have stayed long without it. But whatever it is, a woman should dress modestly. You should cover herself properly. Jilbab, kulli azwajika wa banatika wa nisa al-mu'minina idnina alayhina min jalabibihinna. The cloth, jilbab, is the cloth that women, thick cloth, they will normally tie on themselves after dressing. That cloth is so big that it comes. It should cover their head and lower it onto their face. Or cover their mouth so that only the two eyes are open. This is jilbab. It's not this one that people call hijab. Hijab is not a cloth. Hijab in Arabic is something like a wall. But jilbab, that is what is meant here. As much as possible, women should try to do that. Did anybody see you coming, seeing that you are respectable, will not easily come to you and say, talk nonsense to you. Here, the Prophet, Allah was addressing him, Ya ayuhan nabiyu, kulli azwajika wa banatika. These azwajika here are still the wives of the Prophet that we have listed, all these 9 wives of the Prophet. The Prophet, during his lifetime, he sought to marry women, about 32 of them, that he made khutbah to marry. Up to 32 women. Some he married and divorced before he touched them. Like a woman, for example, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he married the woman when she just undressed. The Prophet saw that there were some bat marks in her that are unpleasant and he will not be able to stand it. He said, no, dress up, don't worry, dress up. She just said, please go back to your parents. There was another case of a woman that the Prophet married. This lady was so beautiful that when they brought her, the ladies in the house were afraid that with this beauty of this lady, the Prophet may not have attention for them. They called her, they said, when the Prophet comes to you, do you know what you are going to do? He likes ladies to say, A'udhu billahi minka. I seek refuge with Allah from you. If you say that, the Prophet will be very happy with you. She did not know. Immediately the Prophet entered her, he said, A'udhu billahi minka. He said, what? You seek refuge with Allah? You have sought refuge with one that when anybody seeks refuge with it, he is safe. Go back to your parents. Because with the Prophet, they are at what we call majazi, which is with him, they started like majazi, it's hakika all the time. When you say something that is wrong and is by mistake, to you, it's a mistake, it's gone. To the Prophet, Allah knew about it and he doesn't play with it. So the lady, the Prophet asked to go. There are some that the Prophet married. There was a lady, the sister of Duhiyat al-Kalbi. The Prophet said that they should go and tell her that he wants to marry her. When they told her, she had said, me, the Prophet, he said yes. Out of happiness, she opened her mouth and fell down and died. Out of happiness. So there are several ladies that the Prophet made khutbah to, about 32 of them, but at the end of the day, he married 11, 2 died in his lifetime, 9 were there, and some of them died after him. The first one to die is Zainab bint Jahashim, because she used to give a lot of sadaqah. Prophet Muhammad said, the first of them to die, the first of you to come to meet me after I leave the world is the one that her hand is very long. Then when the Prophet left, she was the first to die, and everybody now knew that what it means is that she is one who makes sadaqa a lot among the wives. So this is it. Kulli azwajika wa banatika. And the daughters of the Prophet in Medina, all the daughters of the Prophet survived to up to the time in Medina. You have Zainab. Zainab was married to Amr ibn Rabi'ah, and the husband did not enter Islam and was even at the war of Badr and was one of those that was caught. He was still the husband of Zainab. There was no divorce. And when the husband was caught and was supposed to be a captive, and they were supposed to ransom themselves, he went to look for ransom. By the time he came back, he couldn't get except some gold, gold bangles. And by the time they brought it, the prophet saw it, he said, these gold bangles belong to Sayyidah Khadija. And everybody felt it. So, okay, do whatever you want to do. So when they saw that the gold bangle was for Khadija, they returned it to him and they freed him. Later on, he became a Muslim and the wife was returned to him. Then Rukayya was married to Sayyidina Osman bin Affan. They went to the Hijrah, the first Hijrah to Ethiopia. And there she gave birth to a child, Abdullahi. Abdullahi later on came to Medina, but there was a day that a cock, you know, bit the eyes of the boy, and out of infection, Abdullahi died. Later on, Rukaya died, and Umm Kulsum was married to Sayyidina Osman, a second wife. Umm Kulsum, in her own case, never had a child. Rukaya had another child called Umayma. This Umayma was there, and when Sayyidina Fatima saw that she was going to leave the world, she told the husband, if I leave the world, then my niece, Umayma, I want you to marry her. So it was Sayyidina Ali that married the niece of Sayyidina Fatima after Sayyidina Fatima left the world. All this is to tell us that the Prophet had daughters in Medina, and whenever he's asked to give a law, it's not that it's for one law is for Muslims, another law is for the daughters. No, the same law for the general public is the same law to his own daughters. What is Ahl Mu'minina? And the wives of all those that are faithful servants of Allah, and they themselves, they are Mu'minat. The Prophet was asked to address them. So here we should encourage our wives, our daughters, whenever they are going out, they should dress properly. All these ones that we are here on campus or outside, you see women dressing anyhow, exposing their body, trying to show their beauty. This is not where they are supposed to show their beauty. They should show it inside the house. Some of them will even have good dresses. They will not wear it until when they are going out. And they are wives of Muslims. Your good apparels, your good dressings, your jewelries are supposed to be used to adorn yourself when you are in the house, where your father will meet you, where your brothers will meet you, where your daughters will meet you, and be happy that, oh, my wife is beautiful. Oh, my mother, my sister, she's beautiful. Not that it's when you are going out, you dress. Who are you dressing for? Are you looking for another husband? So here, we have been told. So if you did not dress properly, and on that account, people misbehave to you, then blame yourself. Because you have attracted injury to yourself. ذَلِكَ أَدْنِي أَنْ يُرَفْنَ فَلَا يُزَيْنِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is always merciful and is always forgiving. So if you do your best, the little you can do, Allah will forgive it, because it's very wide. It's not as easy as we are saying it. Allah will forgive, but try your best.
لئن لم ينته المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا.
لئن لم ينته المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now asking the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to warn the criminals in the city. The criminals in the city who take every opportunity. Immediately they see a lady or they see somebody that they feel is weak, because when a person is not properly dressed, it is taken that she's a slave girl. Like all these ladies that you see are always half naked. In truth, they are dressing like slaves. And if people treat them like slaves, too, that is left for them. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet that وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ that these hypocrites that say they believe in Allah and it's not true, they don't believe in Allah. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, and all those that are faithful servants of Allah, but in their mind there is some disease. وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and those that are in the city, always spreading news, all day. They are spreading news that wicked people, bad news. All, that's their work, to be spreading news. لَيْنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهِي مُنَافِكُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ, then we shall let you loose on them to take proper measure against them. ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا, then they will not be able to be your neighbor or to stay with you in Medina, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, except just few of them, or except for a little time. Here, the Prophet ﷺ is being asked to warn the hypocrites, because there are those that come, you see them, they talk like believing men. They talk like they are sincere servants of Allah. They talk like as if they are faithful people of Allah, but they are indeed, they are hypocrites. They don't believe in the Prophet ﷺ. And there are those that they are mu'minin, but their mind, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, there is disease in their mind. Is it like a child? He wishes to stand up and walk. He is walking, he falls down. He stands up, he falls down. He stands up, he falls down. There are people that are faithful servants of Allah, but in their mind there is disease. They will try their best, but before they know it, they have committed something bad. Some, they have stolen, they don't know when they steal. When they steal, may Allah make me to leave this. There was a time that we encountered armed robbery on one of the routes in around Jos area. And immediately one of the robbers realized that one of us is an Al-Majir. He said, he told the other man that is the Igbo, one of them, said, please leave them to go, leave them to go, leave them. The Igbo man refused, and they brought out the ladies outside, took all their properties and entered, but did not touch the person who was, who they felt was a man among them. Then immediately he opened their stone for them and took it away, come and pass. He come to the man, please, kindly pray for me. I don't like this work I'm doing. Pray for me. So there are a lot of Muslims who are doing some evil things. It's because of the disease in their heart. When they try to leave it, they are not able to leave it. Some of them is because of the kind of friends they are keeping. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Always, the kind of companies you keep make you to commit some sins. If you know you are not a strong person, don't keep every company. Choose the kind of company you keep. Don't just see any company and say, it doesn't matter. Before you know it, the sin they are doing, you commit it. There are some youths, they are decent. From the house they come from, they are decent. But when they come into another community, they meet other youths. Because they like themselves, they like their friends are smoking, day to day, decide to smoke. Here, you see, they have fallen down. Because in their heart, there is a disease. But a mu'min that is strong, is that time you stand up, Kai, why are you doing this bad work? Is this why we are here? We are here to learn. Please, if you don't leave it, please, I will not be in your company again. You should try to be strong. Don't follow any, from beginning, choose good friends that you move with. وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, there are those that are in the city. Some of them are hypocrites, some of them are mu'min. But they always engage in vulgar talks. They are looking for news. Social media. They are open to it. Any news that they see is bad, they post it. This one, they post that one. This one, they post that one. Is that what you are here for? Before you take any news and you post it, check. If the news is a very bad news, if it's possible, go to the internet to check of the authenticity. You should not be the courier of bad news. You should not be the courier of news that will make other people to be afraid. Because here, وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, they spread bad news to weaken Muslims, to weaken the women. We heard that there was war. When there was war, this is how they did this. This is how this person died. This is what happened to this one. Then the women, they will be afraid. If these people, they don't desist, Allah said, I will let loose the Prophet ﷺ on them. Take anyone that you want out of them. Send him away from the city. Some of them, discipline them. then will not allow them again to stay close to Medina or even to be by your side, except little that we don't know among them. So here, these three groups of people, Munafikin, the Alladhina fi qulubihim marad wal murjifuna fil Madinati, we should be careful not to be among them. If you are a Munafik, please desist. Man taba taba Allahu alayhi. If you repent, Allah will forgive you. If you know that your heart is full of disease, please keep good friends. If you know you are used to spreading good news, any news you just see, you just spread, please stop it. Before you spread news, ask yourself, if I spread this news, what is the effect? Because today is a very serious matter. Everybody, some people will not even read it. In the day, they just see it is a bad news or something, they just send it. It's you are the one that sent it. If it causes problem, it's on you. Don't post any news. Don't send any news until you know the authenticity of the news and weigh the effects on the populace that you are sending it to. May Allah guide all of us.
ملعونين أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا
ملعونين أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا. These people that have been mentioned, منافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة, these people ملعونين. Allah Ta'ala is saying that these people are caused. Any masukifu, wherever they may be, ukhizu, they should be held. Or kutilu taktila, they should be dealt with. If possible, if they are supposed to be killed, kill them. Because they are bringing problem to the city. Anybody that is a munafik, he's more dangerous than a kafir that is outside. Anybody that is the heart is diseased, and he insists that he will follow bad people about, he's also very dangerous, because he will be used to do something bad. Anybody that is spreading bad news is also dangerous. This group of mal'unina, they are caused by Allah. So let us try not to be among them. There is one day, one lady went out in the evening, not properly dressed. And the one that their heart is already diseased, when they see this kind of woman, they are not able to control themselves. Their eyes will start following. And when they saw nobody was looking at them, this particular boy, he pounced on the lady, trying to rape the lady, and was raping the lady. And another boy was passing, saw this other boy that was doing this bad work, went, was beating off the boy, beating him off. Immediately the boy realized that another person was on him. Quickly he left and ran. And the lady held to this boy that was beating the other boy off. He said, I have caught him. He is one who was doing this. He is raping me. I caught him. And he held the boy, and people came and they took him to the Prophet. They now said, why were you raping? He said, I was not the one raping. I was not raping this lady. They said, look, I caught him. The women checked and it's true, they raped this lady. And let's say he caught this boy. He said, no, I came to drive the other person away. The boy did, he couldn't find a way out. Then, since he couldn't find a way out, and this lady held on to him, then he is guilty. Prophet said, they should go and carry out the judgment on the boy. And this boy that they are going to carry out the judgment on, he is already married. Which means his judgment is to be stoned to death. And he did not do it. So when the Sahabats were prepared and they came, they were going to stone the boy, then the other boy came out. He said, please don't stone him. Don't stone him. He said, why? He said, I am the one that did the rape. It's not the one. I am the one that raped. It's not the one. Then everybody did not know what to do. Prophet said, this boy has repented, a repentance that if we share among the whole pool of Medina is enough for them. You can see this one is not a munafik. It's not a kafir, it's a mu'min. By the time he did it, his mind was sick. La yazni al-muslim hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. any person that lies ni azani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. Any person that will commit adultery, the time is doing it on fornication, faith is not in him at that time. If not, he will not be able to do it. So that's why Allah is telling us there that this group of people, mal'unina, they are caused. Wherever they are found, ukhizu, they are supposed to be seized, ukutilu, and fought, if possible, killed, taktilan.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلُ وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلُ وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا That is it. That is the custom of Allah. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلُ For those that have passed before you, this is the custom of Allah, that whenever a person is caught committing any sin or is caught trying to bring anything that will put the whole city in danger, quickly the prophet should rise and take control before there is a problem. You will never find that this custom of Allah, any custom of Allah, will never be changed until the end of time. The custom of Allah is the custom of Allah. You can see here that Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the community should prevent themselves from anything that will make anybody to injure them, and should take action when there is a sign that people can foment trouble. They should be taken up and dealt with before the problem is even done. Which means prevention is better than a cure. A stitch in time saves nine. You allow everybody to stay in the city to behave the way they want. Here is a beer parlor. Here is a social club. Here are women, they are just going about painting their faces, revealing their ornaments. Automatically, they have become a source of problem for men that have disease in their hearts. Then when they are now raped, you say, why are they raped? When you see people spreading bad news, you keep quiet. When there is no problem in the city, you say, why there is no problem? So all this problem you see is happening in our country today is because all these rules that Allah has laid down, that the Prophet is being told to tell his people, they don't do it. In the university, we said there is a dress code. The university should make sure that the security people are going about to enforce this dress code. It's not people that are sitting down in peace that they should be attacking. Because this dress code that you are seeing is very important. A lady is coming to the school. She says she is coming to learn. Then she is dressing as if it's attracting people to herself, as if she's a harlot. If you are dressing like a harlot and people now come to attack you, what is their fault? You are half naked. You are moving on the street. You paint your face. You paint this one. You enter the class. Even the women are not allowed to be wearing perfume that will attract people to them. All these things, prevention is better than cure. We should try to prevent our community from falling into any danger. And then when we see people that are going to cause problem for us in our society, we shouldn't keep quiet. We know that this boy is taking drugs. Look at him coming. He's taking. He's a drug addict. We should call his parents. We should take him to the police. This person is a drug addict. Oh, we didn't see drug in his hand, but he should be tested. When we see that he's always dizzy, he's always intoxicated, then they should publicly punish him. If it's possible, bring him to the public. Lash him in the public. Let everybody see. Nakala min Allahi jaza'an lima kasaba. It will be now a deterrent for others to see. So this is why is that anybody who calls himself a Muslim, who goes and prays five times daily, does his five times daily prayer, he is no more an ordinary Muslim. Allah says you are now among the mu'mineen, among the people servants of Allah. Try to pluck yourself out of this. Let's tell our daughters, our women generally, let them dress decently wherever they go. These things that you are seeing, they look small. Believe me, they are foundations of all the problems in society. You have boys today, grown up, they are not married. You have ladies today, grown up, they are not married. Yet they are watching television. They are with internet. Internet itself is posting very bad, damaging pictures, attracting boys to commit sins. Sometimes you are just holding your phone. You just see a text coming. Text message, not internet, text message. A lady, there was this text message, I'm a lady from like this, you can text me if you're interested in having girlfriends and this. All these things are there. And then you have the NCC that are supposed to be regulating body. Why can't they regulate these people that are sending these text messages to our phones? Why can't they regulate our internet to make sure that what we don't want is not there? The Western world, leave them. They take this advertisement from people because of their money. This same money that they are getting now, they will come and spend it tomorrow in fighting wars. Because you cannot eat your cake and have it. That's why we have been told that this is the custom of Allah. If we don't take the custom of Allah, it's not a life. If we don't follow the custom of Allah, then we should be prepared for fitna. So let us take the custom of Allah. We will never find that there is a change in the custom of Allah. A society that does not protect its youth, a society that does not protect the women, a society that allow that everybody to do whatever they want, then that society definitely will be in trouble. Because these ladies, when they dress like this and they attract men, then they are looking for money. Most women that you see are dressing badly. They are liars. There is something they are looking for. If you have your husband in the house, why do you want to bring out your adornments and everybody should see it? Then other men will now be looking for money so that they can get at them. In looking for money they don't get, they have to go and steal. Somebody said, go to the market. You see in the market, most people in the market are women. What are they buying? Dresses, jewelries, cosmetics. This is what you find women in the market they are buying. Go to where they are selling dresses, clothes, jewelries, cosmetics. Where women are filled up of those places. If you look for men, only few men you see in the market. Say, go to the prison. When you go to the prison, you are going to see plenty of men in the prison, very few women in the prison. He said, these people that you see in the prison are in the prison because of those ladies you see in the market. So let us be very careful. Let us protect all these things for our foundations of how a society should live a decent life. Any society that opens its door to any rubbish, he should also be able to face any rubbish that comes to it. Sunatullah fi ladina khalaw min qabl wa lan tajida sunatullah tabdila.
Yas'aluka an-nasu 'ani as-sa'ah qul innama 'ilmuha 'inda Allah wa ma yudrika la'alla as-sa'ata takunu qariba.
يسألونك عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله ولا وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are two kinds of people asking you about the time. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرسيها. يسألون عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله. They are asking you, when is this world going to come to an end? Since we came to this world, we have been told that the world is about to come to an end. All the time, the world is about to come to an end. Yes, aluna kani saati. They are asking concerning the time. Kul, inna ma ilmuha inda Allah. The knowledge of the time that the world is going to end is with Allah. Nobody knows it. Wama yudrika. Who informs you? What makes you to know? La Allah saata takunu qariba. Maybe this time you are asking for is very close. Is close by. Here, the munafiq, the people that, the unbelieving people, they will say all the time, you're asking people to walk. When is this time, this day of judgment going to come? Huh? If the day of judgment, you don't know it, the day you die is your own day of judgment. Everybody, the day you die is your own day of judgment. We are seeing people who have costly houses, They have held big positions just to acquire a lot of money they think will give them comfort. يَحَسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ, thinking that their wealth will make them to live forever. They are with this wealth, some of them below 60, some of them just at 60, some of them even below 50 or 40, we see them, they die. All this money that they have piled, what is used now? The day you die, your own day of judgment has come, because you'll be there waiting for the day of judgment. But the real day of judgment, nobody knows it. And maybe it is close by. Why don't you just work hard? You have been told by your teacher that he's going to give you a shotgun. He's going to come to the class anytime and he give you an exam. And then you start asking your colleague, this shotgun, when will it be? Huh? You're already in the class. You know that there will be an exam. Why don't you just struggle and prepare for it? Hey, if it comes, you are prepared. Here, there was also an Arab man that came to the Prophet ﷺ, and then he was looking at the Prophet ﷺ. He was looking at the Prophet ﷺ. What is the problem? He said, I love you, and I'm seeing you, and I hear that in paradise there are going to be different stations. Some are going to be in high place, some are going to be in low place, some are going to be in this, but all is paradise. Then let me look at you properly, because in the day of judgment, after everybody goes to his paradise, I may not be seeing you. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, no, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man is with the one that he loves. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik and Ibn Abbas, they used to say that we have never been as happy with any question like this question that this man asked the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ said, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Oh Allah, bear witness. We love the Prophet. We love Sayyidina Abu Bakr. We love Sayyidina Umar. We love Sayyidina Ali. We love Sayyidina Osman. We love like that. There is this Sahaba of the Prophet, Abdullah bin Zaydi. This one that is through him that this Azan that we used to call 5 times daily prayer, through him Azan came. Because when it was, people started praying 5 times daily prayer, then the Muslims were concerned. How do we bring people together when it is time for prayer? Some say, why don't we take a bell and ring it? The others say, no, that is what the Christians used to do. We cannot be ringing bell. The other one say, then, why don't we take horn and blow it? Say, blowing horn is the tradition of the Jews. The other one say, then maybe we put on fire. When people see the smoke, they know that it is time for sunlight. Say, no, this one is what the magicians and the camp they do. Say, which way? Everybody left not knowing what to do. Then when they left, then in the night, this Abdullah bin Zaid, he dreamt that he had 2 wood in his hand, hitting it. The person said, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to call for sunlight. He said, throw it away, that's not what to do. He tried to take a bell to ring, said, that's what to do. Said, this is what you do. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salat, hayya ala salat, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. This is what you do. Immediately he woke up, he went to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, oh Prophet ﷺ, I had a dream last night. What dream? Said, I was doing this and I was told to do this. Prophet, that is the Azan. The Prophet, he knows the Azan, but because his name is inside, it was difficult for him to tell anybody. Because it's already been said, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُمَا اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The mosque is for Allah. Don't call anybody's name with that of Allah. If the Prophet now say, okay, call Allah's name, call my name, people say, which means the Prophet wants us to join his name with that of Allah. But when you call Prophet's name, you don't call. If you call Allah's name, you don't call the Prophet's name, then where are you? Because always, wherever the Prophet is not, don't be there. Anywhere, if you don't see the Prophet there, don't stay there. It's not safe. Zarni wa man khalaqtu wahida, wa ja'altu lahu mala mamduda, wa banina shuhuda. Anywhere the Prophet is not, then what you find there is fitna. Here, this Abdullah ibn Zaid, he was the one that brought Azan for us. He was telling the Prophet also that I want to be with you in paradise. He said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man is with the one that he loves. This man The day he was told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died, he said, "Oh Allah, my eye is to see this one that I love. He has left the world. I am not in need of my eyes as of today." He went blind that same day. "I'm not in need of it." Until he died, he was not seen again. That's the extent of the love this Sahaba they have for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That if the Prophet is sitting down and is talking, they lower their head. If he wants to just spit out sputum, their hands and cloth are there to catch it. If he's lying down and sweat is coming out of him, the wives are taking the sweat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and putting it in their own perfume. They love the Prophet dearly. To the extent you love the Prophet, to the extent is your faith. Your faith is judged by the extent you love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have to praise him. Allah said he is praiseworthy. Then if you don't praise him, you don't believe in that name. That's why when people are asking, what is the time that the world is going to come to an end? The kuffar, they're asking, when is the world going to an end? The Muslim too, they're asking, when is time going to an end? Because they don't want to be separated from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are people today that they see the Prophet in their dream and they wish to continue to see him. They too, if the world is going to come to an end, they will find it difficult. So here, yes, alunaka ni sa'ati, kul innama ilmuha indallah, wa ma yudrika la sa'ata takunu kariba. So may Allah forgive all of us.
إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا.
إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us, إن الله, for sure Allah لعن الكافرين, all those that are infidels, that don't believe in Allah and the Prophet ﷺ, Allah has caused them. وأعد لهم سعيرا. And Allah has prepared for them sa'ir, fire that is blazing, and is, you can see the air in the fire is drawing people to hell. So all of us, it is we that this Quran is being read to. Let us try to believe in Allah. Let us try to believe in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we believe in Allah and we believe in the Prophet, let's not behave with the behaviors of the people that are not people of Allah. Allah has his custom. The Prophet has his custom. Let's follow the custom of Allah and the Prophet. Let's not follow the custom of other people. Just because we have come to the university, we are in, with the Western world, they have their cultures. Let's learn what we want to learn from them. Let's not learn their culture. Because their culture, if we learn it, it can draw us to where they will go in the hereafter. Allah has caused them. And what the fitna and la is to see ban alayna zalamu minkum khasa. Fear the fitna that when it comes, it does not get to all those that do it. If, as all of us are here now, if the angels are here and they are giving us their mercy, even if a non-Muslim is among us, he will share a part in that mercy. If you are also in a place where there are non-Muslims, where there are infidels, and then there is a curse, you also share in the curse. So Allah has caused the infidels. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. He has caused them. So don't be with them, except you must be with them. If nothing brings you together, like journey, like a working place, don't make it a duty. You go, you want to have to spend your time, you go and spend your time with the unbelievers. There is curse on them, that curse will also fall on you. And if the curse falls on you, the hell, who is that little kafirin? This hell is prepared for unbelievers, not for you. But since you join them in this world, you will escort them to hell first. Until that part you enjoy in this world is burnt away from you, before they take you and clean you and bring you to paradise. Even if it's one day they tell you are going to be in hell, is it easy? So be very careful. Because some of us here, we want to do politics. We want to be in one society, in one association, in another association. If it's not compulsory, don't be in it. If you must be in it, then be there for the little time that you have to be there. Anywhere you see an infidel, know that there is a curse on him.
خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا
خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. When the infidels, the unbelievers, when they are in hell, are they going to be in hell for a little bit of time? No. خالدين فيها أبدا. They are going to be there forever. Because when you get to the hereafter, hereafter the time is forever. لا يجدون وليا. They are not going to find any protector that will protect them against that hell. وَلَا نَصِيرًا Neither will they find any helper that will help them. So today, help yourself. Today, protect yourself from all these things. So we are warning people, don't come and say that there is nothing I can do, I have to be with them. Yes, we are living together in this country. There are infidels. There are non-Muslims. There are Muslims. There are munafik. There are criminals. Nobody forces you to choose your friend. You choose your own group. If you go to work, if there are people that are in your office, they are bad people, stay with them in good character. If you see them participating in talks that does not concern you, don't put yourself in it. Know that anything you are doing, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى Anything you do is being marked against you. The hell is not meant for you. But don't escort somebody to hell. The paradise is not meant for them. They will never escape you to paradise. Whatever they join you to do in goodness, Allah will pay them in this world. But whatever you join them to do in their evil in this world, it is in the hereafter you are going to pay for it. So may Allah forgive all of us. You have any question? Let's take a question. Let's take it now.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ya Sheikh, may Allah envelop you with His infinite mercy and gather us in paradise. Amen. Question one: what should one do if he find himself in a situation where he is denied permission from a girl's father solely because of the difference in language?
Fa'ankihuna bi'izni ahlihinna. Allah has said, if you are going to marry any person, marry with the permission of the parents. Any lady you want to marry, no matter her beauty, no matter what you see in her, if she will agree to marry without the permission of her parents, then she will not be a good wife to you. If you are looking for a good wife, look for a wife that is obedient to the parents. Any lady that is not obedient to the parents can never be your good wife. Because tomorrow she will not also be obedient to you. Because she does not know anybody but her parents. If today she is not obedient to her parents, how can she be obedient to you? If the parents say they are not going to give you this lady to marry, find out. Can anybody intercede for you? Is there anybody that you know, who knows you, who knows where you come from? And they will go and beg them and they will allow that the lady should marry to you. If at the end they said no, go and look for another one. It's not for you.
Question two. When Allah expelled Iblis from paradise, I believe he was alone. How come he has an army? And how does a person become an accomplice of Shaitan? He wants you to throw explanation on Surah Mujadila. Ayat number 19. He said he doesn't understand the verse. That is, you please elucidate.
What is that verse now?
He just stated it. He didn't write out the verse.
He didn't write it. I can't be counting it. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was alone in paradise. But look at us, how plenty we are today. So the same way Iblis was alone, when he came out, he had a lot of children that came out of him. We have our own way of getting married and getting our children. He too has his own way. And because of that, he has a lot of army. The jinnu
are said to be his children. These jinnu, they don't die. Some of them spent 1,000 years, 2,000 years without dying. So because of that, you find that they are much more than us. Innahu, they are seeing us. Huwa wa qabiluhu min hayth la tarawnahum. They see us, he and his parties, from where we don't see them. In hereafter, we shall see them and they will not see us. So this is it. So who is this that is supposed to be an ally of Satan? If you commit an error, the time you are committing the error, you are an ally of Satan. Even if it's an error, but it's temporary. But if you engage in sin continuously, for example, you tell lies today, tomorrow you tell lies, next tomorrow you tell lies, know that you are now in the company of Satan and he's using you. If today you commit zina, tomorrow you commit zina, next, and you have not been able to leave it, know that you are now an accomplice of Satan. Satan is using you. If today people are still down, you go to tell this person something that will make two people to quarrel, or something that will make somebody hate somebody, you are now an accomplice of Satan. Satan is using you. That's how you know. Ask yourself, are you always doing zikr, or are you always mentioning people? If today you are not bringing happiness to Muslims, and what you say is bringing sadness to Muslims, know that Satan is using you. Like all these people that you see that are attacking Tijaniyas and Tariqa, they are being used by Satan. Allah. Satan in real and Satan in physical sense. Because some of them actually are sponsored by the West. They get their money from outside. We can see that a lot of countries have decided that all books that are written by Wahhabis and Wahhabi scholars have been removed from the shelves of the library. Because people realize, yes, they are Muslims, but yet, why is it that their words are causing commotion, are causing problem anywhere they are read? Ibn Taymiyyah's book, Ibn Saymin, all these people, Ibn Baz, all of them, their books, if you go to Egypt now, they have been removed from the library. In Saudi Arabia, they themselves, they said most of them should be removed. Because people realize that all these irhabs that we are having, all this extremism, it says that the students, the Wahhabi students, started and they grew from 1930s is when this thing started. And they left and become like this. So you have on one part extremists that are being used by Satan. On the other part, you have Muslims that are extremists but are being used by Satan to commit sins. Some are inside Islam being used by Satan. So ask yourself, what work are you doing? If you are responsible for creating problem within Muslims, then Satan is using you. If you are responsible for engaging in sin, then Satan is using you. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah make us to witness this Ramadan and end it well. May Allah accept our work in this Ramadan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our prayers. May He bring peace to our community. May He bring peace to our homes. May He bring peace to the country. All those that are intending Islam with evil, may Allah weaken them. All those that are intending Islam with to support Islam, may Allah support them. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive our parents. May He forgive our ulama. May He reward our ulama. May He reward the Sahabat for us. May He reward the Prophet. May He grant us seeing the Prophet in this world and hereafter. Jahan Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناس الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.